This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, May 20th, brought to you by Aimpoint Research. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, U.S. corn planting estimated at 70% complete. Soybean planting 52% done as of Sunday. That according to the Department of Agriculture's Ag Statistics Service weekly National Crop Progress Report released this afternoon. Corn emerge estimated at 40%, soybeans emergence at 26%, winter wheat headed at 69%, winter wheat condition rated 49% good to excellent. Corn, wheat, and soybean prices were higher in Chicago. The commitment of traders report Friday from the CFTC showed reduced short positions by funds for grains. That trend appeared to be evident again today. Friday's report showed funds through the week ending May 14 closing just under 15,000 short contracts in corn, along with nearly 18,000 shorts across various wheat contracts and just over 9,000 shorts in soybeans. Reaction continues to flow in from details of the GOP Farm Bill proposal released by House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson on Friday, that in advance of the markup session set for this Thursday. The National Young Farmers Coalition says the proposed legislation misses a rare opportunity to meaningfully address the challenges facing a new generation of U.S. farmers and ranchers. The coalition joins many food and agriculture system advocates in opposing the bill for failing to prioritize equitable farmland access, divesting from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and for striking climate provisions that assist farmers in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and preparing for extreme weather events. In a statement, Michelle Hughes, co-executive director of the coalition, said, quote, "While some of our recommendations can be found in the text, this first draft misses the mark. We urge Chairman Thompson to better utilize this critical opportunity to prioritize the needs of the new generation of farmers while keeping our community members fed." Andrew Lenz with the Environmental Defense Fund opposes the GOP proposal for reallocating IRA funds to fund other titles in the Farm Bill.
The House Agriculture Committee majority's draft proposal would remove the climate guardrails from the Inflation Reduction Act's investments in USDA conservation programs and would also divert this critical funding away from popular programs that are heavily oversubscribed and underfunded. The House Republican proposal jeopardizes not only the progress made towards sustainable agriculture, but also the future of American farming and rural communities that feel the most immediate impacts of climate change.
Some of those dollars would stay in conservation programs, but Lenz believes efforts to mitigate climate change should not be compromised.
Take some of the IRA's funding and put it into other programs that were not provided funding under the Inflation Reduction Act. And it would also, more importantly, it would remove the climate guardrails that are currently in place on these funds. In my view, would take us back at a time when we need to be moving forward with greater urgency on climate change.
Finally, Lynn says funds allocated for conservation and climate smart programs are already invested and at work.
Inflation Reduction Act's historic investments allocated new resources for climate-specific farming practices, which really recognize the vital role that agricultural producers play in the fight against climate change. These funds are already bolstering farmers and ranchers' ability to remain productive and profitable on their lands while also reducing emissions. And so protecting this critical climate funding will ensure that farmers continue to have access to these important tools in perpetuity.
House Agriculture Committee markup is set for this Thursday. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Aimpoint Research. With economic pressures and regulatory shifts reshaping local, national, and global marketplaces, the foresight to navigate these changes is essential. Aimpoint Research offers in-depth economic and policy analysis tailored to your business sector to equip you with insights to navigate both short and long-term market disruption. From scenario planning to market assessments, Aimpoint delivers the strategic blueprint you need. Ensure your competitive edge in an ever-evolving world. Visit aimpointresearch.com to learn more. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.